Lesson 50, Unit 13, 第十三单元第五十课。And this lesson is about the population. 这一课是有关人口的问题。We know population is a serious problem in the world. 现在世界上人口问题是一个非常严峻的问题。Okay?When you finish reading this text, you will know something more about the serious problem.
如果读完下面这一课，你将对这个严峻的问题有更深刻的了解。
Now please read. Standing room only. Look at your watch for just 1 minute. During that time, the population of the world increased.By 259. Perhaps you think that isn't much. However, during the next hour, over 15,540 more babies will be born on the earth. Look at watch for just 1 minute.
好，看着你的手表，仅仅只看一分钟。
During that time, that during the minute,
就在这一分钟里面
,the population of the world increased by 259.
那么世界上的人口就会增加259个。
Perhaps you think that isn't much.
或许你会想这并不多啊。
However, during the next hour, over 15,540 more babies will be born on the earth.
然而，在紧接着下一个小时里面，那么世界上就会出生多少呢？会出生15,540个婴儿。
So it goes on hour after hour. In one day, people have to produce food for over 370,000 more mouths. Multiply this by 365. Just think how many more there will be in 1 year. And what will happen in 100?Years. So it goes on.
就如此继续下去。
Hour after hour.
一个小时接着一个小时。
In one day, people have to produce food for over 370 more mouths.
就在一天之内，我们不得不要生产出多给37万张嘴提供粮食。那么用这个37万再来乘以365天。一年365天吗？
Just think how many more there will be in 1 year.
我们就可以想象得到一年之内那么将会增加多少呢？
And what will happen in 100 years?
那我们再想象一下经过100年的时间，那会是一个什么样呢？
So look at the picture. There's only standing room, only.
也就是只有供人们站的地方了。你看，这都一个挨一个，只有站的地方了。
The increasing population may be the greatest challenge of the world today. The world's population is growing faster and faster.2,000 years ago, there were only 250 million people on the earth. The increasing population may be the greatest challenge of the world today.
Challenge 是挑战。
The greatest challenge 就是最大的挑战。
那目前不断增长的人口 ,the increasing population, 或许是那个世界上我们今天最大的一个挑战， maybe the greatest challenge of the world today. The world's population is growing faster and faster. 那么现在世界上的人口是增长的越来越快。It's growing faster and faster. 2,000 years ago, there were only 250 million people on the earth. 在2000年之前的时候，我们地球上还仅仅只有多少人呢？啊，2亿5千万，啊，只有2亿5千万，就250 million，millions 百万。500万，是吧？那个50个百万就是5000万，还是多少？对，2亿5千万。400 years ago, the number was over 500 million. 那么400年以前的时候呢，这个数字就已经超过了5个亿了。Over 500 million.At the beginning of the 20th century, the world's population was about 1.7 billion. At the beginning of the 20th century, 就是在20世纪初，那么世界上的人口是多少呢？ The world's population was about 1.7 billion, 也就是17个亿。In 1970, this number was over 3.6 billion. 那么到1970年的时候，这个数字就已经增加到了36亿。In 1990, it reached more than 5 million. Now,At the beginning of 21st century, the world's population has passed 6 billion. People say that by the year 2010, it may be 7 billion. 那么到90年的时候呢，世界的人口已经超过了多少？超过50亿 ,5 billion. It reached more than 5 billion.那么现在在21世纪初的时候 At the beginning of the 21st century, the world's population has passed 6 billion. 那么世界人口已经超过了 has passed 6 billion, 60亿。So people say that by the year 2010, it may be 7 billion. 啊，有人们说啊，就是到2010年的时候，世界的人口会多少呢？达到70亿。That means that in about 600 years, there will be standing room only on the earth. Each person will have 1/2 to 1 square meter of space to live in. There will be hardly enough space foranybody else. 那么也就是说，按照这样的发展下去，在大概600年以后，在我们地球上就会只剩下 standing room only, 只有供人站的地方了。 The standing room, 这个 room 不是指的房间，是指的空间，也就地球上只剩下供人们站的空间了。So each person will have 1/2 to 1 square meter of space. 每个人呢，大概只有半个到一个立方米的位置来生存。那每个人只有半个到一个立方米的这个空间，就这个 room 来生存。There will be hardly enough space for anybody else. 那个时候将几乎没有空间来供其他的人了。So from the text we learned,
It's a very serious problem.
从刚才我们看到，那么人口问题是个非常严峻的问题。刚才那个里面已经说到，到2010年的时候，这个世界上啊，就几乎已经按照这样的发展速度发展下去，就已经没有人啊站立的地方，也就仅仅只剩下人可以站的。里面说的 one hop to one square meter， 大概一个人只有半个平方到一个平方的生存空间。
So we have to do something to stop the population of the world keep increasing.
所以我们一定要做一点有益的事。We have to do something,
to prevent the population of the world from growing so fast.
来使世界的人口不要发展的这么快。
So the China government has done something to stop the population of China from growing so fast.
中国政府已经采取一些措施，就不要让世界上人口增长的这么快。